The president has called home. President Barack Obama. Yes, sir.
Now, I got a favor for you.
Yes.
And that is that I got 7 days to determine whether I have an outstanding candidate, my Secretary of State, and who has pledged and committed to continuing the progress we've made on jobs and making sure kids can go to college and early childhood education and health care, or we've got somebody whose only agenda is to reverse everything I've done over the last 8 years, to reverse everything Michelle's done over the last 8 years. And I need you and everybody who is listening to make it their sole focus over the next 7 days that every single person is out there voting. And I'm going to be honest with you right now, because we track. We've got early voting. We've got all kinds of metrics to see what's going on. And right now, the Latino vote is up. Overall vote is up. But the African-American vote right now is not as solid as it needs to be. And I know that there are a lot of people in barbershops and the beauty salons, and, you know, in the neighborhoods who are saying to themselves, well, you know, we love Barack. We love, and we especially love Michelle. And so, you know, it was exciting, and now we're not excited as much. And you know what? I need everybody to understand that everything we've done is dependent on me being able to pass the baton to somebody who believes in the same things I believe in. And so if you really care about my presidency and what we've accomplished, then you are going to go and vote. And if you don't know where to vote, go to iwillvote.com. If you've already voted, but your mama hasn't voted, your cousin hasn't voted, your nephew hasn't voted, I need you to call them and say that the president and Michelle personally asked you to vote. It's not that hard. And I know it's not that hard because we've done it before. But if we let this thing slip, and I've got a situation where my last 2 months in office are preparing for a transition to Donald Trump, whose staff people have said that their primary agenda is to have him in the first couple of weeks sit in the Oval Office and reverse every single thing that we've done. All the work we've done to make sure people get overtime, all the work we've done to make sure women get paid the same as men for doing the same job, all the work we've done to make sure 20 million people have health insurance, all the work we've done to make sure that we're doing something about climate change so that we don't have a situation in which the whole world starts scrambling to try to figure out, you know, where they're going to live and where they got enough water and crops failing and bigger hurricanes. If I've got to look at that for the last 2 months because folks stayed home, brother, even going on the Tom Joyner cruise won't help me then. I mean, if I was on Tom Joyner cruise, I might jump off.
Well, some people may not be coming back. If there is somebody else in the White House besides President Clinton. Mr. President, let me ask you this. What would be the worst case scenario? You talked about all of the things that you have accomplished in your presidency. What would be the worst case scenario for people if there were to be somebody other than Mrs. Clinton in the White House?
Okay, this is very straightforward. If Donald Trump wins, here's what will happen immediately. They will immediately work with a Republican Congress to pass massive tax cuts for the wealthiest Americans. They will immediately work to cut millions of people off of Medicaid because they'll just block grant it. And there are a whole bunch of states where, you know, if the governor doesn't want Medicaid and Congress isn't financing Medicaid, suddenly people just don't have health care. Right away, I guarantee you, they'll start cutting back on funding for things like Pell Grants and, you know, support for historically black colleges and universities.
Mm-hmm.
Right away, they will roll back the Affordable Care Act. Right away, I guarantee you they'll dig up Michelle's garden.
That's messed up.
You think I'm joking?
No, I know. And your basketball court, too.
And they would reverse all the work that's been done, that she's been doing to make sure that our kids are getting nutritious meals and the work that we've done to expand job training at our community colleges. I don't have to give you a small list. The Justice Department and all the work we've done on civil rights, all the work we've done on voting rights, all the work we've done on criminal justice reform. Donald Trump is somebody who, after the Central Park case was recognized as having convicted young African-American men who were innocent, today, still insists that they should be in jail.
Mm-hmm.
And what, this is the guy who's going to suddenly help to make sure that folks have fair treatment in the criminal justice system? And so, especially if I hear any activists and young people out there talking about how, well, you know, there ain't no difference and nothing going to change. And no, it's true that even under my presidency, we can't get everything done in 8 years. We're working on stuff that took 20, 50, in some cases 200 years to build up. We were never going to solve every problem in 8 years, but that doesn't mean things can't get a lot worse.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean that we can't reverse all the progress we've made. So, Tom, you know, I got to go do some more campaigning, but I hope everybody is listening. And I mean this from the bottom of my heart. The people who listen to your show, Tom, you personally, Sybil, everybody, you guys lifted us up so mightily over these last 8 years. I would not have been president. Michelle would not have been first lady. We would not have gotten everything done that we did had it not been for you and all your listeners and all the people who stood in lines and all the people who prayed for us and all the people who worked for us and volunteered and called and knocked on doors. And I could not be more grateful, but I just want everybody to understand we got one more race here.
Mm-hmm.
This was, even though my name's not on the ballot, our legacy is all at stake. And we can't take it for granted. So please, everybody, get out there and do the work.
Come on, man. Let's do the work. People, come on, man.
Find people, you know, who have not voted yet.
Yes.
And tell them I was listening to the president and he personally asked you to go out there and vote. Do your thing.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Okay, I love you guys.
All right.
Bless you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Talk to you soon. I'll see you on the south side.
All right.
Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
Yes, sir.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.